Good afternoon, Vinod. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm pleased to be here.
You've been doing a certain amount of research into the concept of tethered satellites, or if you like, satellites on a string. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the gravity field of the Earth, and which an understanding of which is really necessary for understanding how you can put a satellite on a string.
Well, as you know, the Earth's gravitational field varies inversely as the square of the distance. So, as you go away from the center of the Earth, the gravitational field diminishes. This has an advantage in terms of imparting stability to a satellite if it is configured in a particular fashion. By this I mean, if we have a satellite which is long along the direction of the gravitational field, which we call as along the local vertical, then that satellite will tend to come back to its original equilibrium position, meaning thereby along the local vertical when disturbed from that orientation. A good example is Moon. Moon is an oblate spheroid. It's not completely perfect sphere, and this makes the Moon to face the Earth in certain orientation so that we are able to see only certain portion of the Moon all the time.
I see. Most people would have wondered why it is we ever only see one side of the Moon.
That's right.
And that's because of the gravity
gradient
holding the Earth, of the Earth holding the Moon
in a certain orientation,
in a certain way.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And you can apply the same idea then to satellites.
Correct. In fact, there are more than 40 scientific satellites that I know of which have been stabilized using this particular concept. Perhaps the one of the most interesting one was the Radio Astronomy Explorer Satellite, in acronym referred to as RAE. I think it was launched sometimes in late 60s, around 1968 or so. It had four booms forming a cross, each one extending to 750 feet or tip-to-tip distance of 1500 feet. And this is so as to take advantage of the variation of gravity over that distance, which in turn provides a correcting moment to align the satellite in a particular orientation.
So if the satellite gets slightly turned around, the gravity pulls it back in line again.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. However, another proposed experiment, which is referred to as a tethered satellite system, which would be in a gravity gradient configuration.
And what's the idea here?
The tethered satellite is a very interesting concept which has really excited the whole community of scientists and engineers to undertake a variety of visionary concepts. The idea goes back to a Russian physicist by the name of Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, who in 1859 said, "The Earth is a cradle of mankind, but one does not live in the cradle forever." Now, by this, he was actually trying to encourage his colleagues to focus their attention on a variety of exciting problems encountered in space. He was a visionary man. He dreamed of constructing a tower, a very tall tower extending to the height of geostationary altitude and beyond to escape Earth's gravitational pull. He also came across an idea that a tether, that's a piece of string, if it is placed in orbit, it will be under tension. It will stretch itself and it will be in tension. And this has really excited the scientists and the engineers, as I mentioned earlier, to utilize this concept in undertaking a variety of diverse missions. Let me give you an example. The sophisticated scientific experiments, which for a long time we were able to take care of using sounding rockets, now can be carried out using this tethered system. Interestingly, I think I don't quite really know exactly how long we have been using sounding rockets, but let us say for last 40-50 years, for example, all the data that we have obtained using sounding rockets, which is usually in the range of around 90-100 kilometers altitude, all this information and a lot more, as a function of altitude, different latitude and longitude, will be obtained by a space shuttle-based tethered system in less than 6 days. Another interesting experiment, and this is the experiment that has been approved by NASA, it's a joint experiment between NASA and the Italian Space Agency, which is called the electrodynamic tether. This will be carried out next year if everything goes well according to the plan and everything stays on schedule. This involves deployment of a 20 kilometer long tether, in this case upwards. At the end of it, there will be a plasma collector. You might visualize it as a sphere of 1.6 meter diameter. So it collects the ions or the plasma. The tether itself is conducting, so there will be a flow of current depending upon the voltage gradient, which in this case will be 5 kilovolts. The magnitude of current will be 4 amps, so you are generating 20 kilowatts of power.
20 kilowatts, of course, is roughly equivalent to what 20 houses would use ordinarily, 20 homes.
That is true.
10 to 20 homes.
I think in the space context you can get a good feel as to what this power amounts to. A typical communication satellite, present and next generation, would have a power of anywhere from around 1 to 3 kilowatts. The whole space station, proposed space station, will have a power of 75 kilowatts. So that gives you some idea of 20 kilowatts of power in relation to the requirement on a space-based system.
And this power is generated by the induction of the cable moving through space, or is it by collecting of ions in space?
Now, in this case, it is the collection of ions.
So it's not electromagnetic induction as such?
No, it is, you can visualize the tether as both a motor and a generator, depending upon how we want to look at it. You have a conducting tether intersecting the Earth's magnetic field, of course, you have the power, or the motor concept.
We mentioned plasma a moment ago.
Yes.
Perhaps we should explain to our listeners just what's meant by that term.
By plasma, we mean the charged particle. Like an electron is carrying a negative charge. The proton is carrying the positive charge. And in the environment, particularly in the ionosphere, we have the ions, meaning thereby they are charged particles. And the plasma collector, the sphere that I referred to earlier, provides some kind of a mechanism by which these charges can be channelized through this conducting tether to generate the power. Actually, in this case, the motivation is not generation of power as such. On board the shuttle, there will be a small thrusters, and those ions will be actually coming out in the form of a thruster, providing a thrust. And the concept visualizes, on a larger scale, of course, is there a possibility by which we can correct the decay of orbit of the space station using this device?
Well, Vinod, thank you for joining us today on the Space Show. We've had a very interesting conversation, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciated this opportunity to communicate to your listeners, and I really enjoyed my stay in Melbourne. This has been my first visit. And thank you very much.
Thank you.